Good morning. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, and I always think the church in its wisdom does it justice by having it being the Sunday or soon after we celebrate Christmas, huh? Because usually Christmas we've all spent time with our family, and that's usually a great celebration or a not so great celebration, huh? But it reminds me of the humanity of our own selves and our families and the good and bad. I had a great Christmas with my family. My mother went and got me this nice alb. Isn't it all nice? It's really pretty. Anyway, it's a little bit long in the sleeves. But anyway, what I wanted for Christmas is she called me and she says, "What do you want for Christmas?" And it's always the same every year. We go back and forth. And I says, "I want a food saver for out at my house." You know those food savers, a vacuum pack, and you can keep it so I can buy stuff and keep it out and pull it out when I'm... So, opening up all the presents, and I get these bags of food savers, because you can buy extra bags. They have like 100 bags in them. And so I sat there and I go, "So where's the food saver?" You know, "It's in there." I said, "No, Mother, these are the bags for the food saver. You need the food saver also." "Oh," she says. So she got me one after Christmas, right after. But anyway, we just laughed the whole time. The only thing I wanted was a food saver. The only thing I didn't get was a food saver. But the reality is, when we come together as family, it's a growth process, huh? We're always growing, hopefully, because we're not growing, we're dying. And it says in the gospel today that Jesus grew. In his humanity, he grew. And so with us, in our families must grow. And again, we can't just be the same as we always were, or the family can die. So we need some help with that. And it says the favor of the Lord was upon him. And one of the best ways we as a family can grow, and it's not just our family at home, but it starts there, but it's our parish family, it's our communal family, it's our God family. And so how can we grow in that? Well, first of all, we need grace. Jesus had the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord is grace. That means that we need to look for our families to grow. We need to look at God, not at us. It's grace. You know, sometimes everyone here in their family have had hard times in family, have you not? Good times, bad times, we've had them all. And so we can never let the past dictate our future, because Jesus is in charge of our future if we let him to, if we let him. So we gotta make sure that we hand our family over to God in his grace, not me and my strength. Because we can't fix our families. Let me give you a hint. But God can. So the first thing we need to do as a family is make sure we hand our whole family over to the grace of God and let God be God of our family first. And if we do that, then we can continue to grow as family. Too often in some families, it's the way we've always done it, and it's the way we always will. Well, if that's good, that's good. But if that's bad, that's bad. We need to let the grace of God come into our family. Let him have charge over our family. The second thing we need to have us grow in our family is faith, right? Abraham was talking about faith, and faith is the thing that keeps us going, right? That we believe that God can, if he says something, he's going to fulfill it. And he trusted God so much that he'd even give up his son. We too need to love God so much that we're willing to give up our whole family to him. Now notice, when he gave him up, God gave him back, but whole. So too, when you and I, in faith, go and give our families to the Lord, great things can happen. Again, I've talked about my father. My father was very far from the faith. And I put him in the hands of God, and I put him in the hands of our Blessed Mother. And often, if you know people in your family that don't go to church anymore, I mean, the world's becoming secularized. And you can't just complain about it. I talked about it last week. We have to do something about it. We can do something by putting him in the hands of God. I've never lost anyone that I've put in the hands of Our Lady. Never. I say, okay, you love him or her more than I do. And so to give them that act of faith, the God, your grace, and I believe that your grace can bring my son, my daughter, my husband, my wife back to you and give them true life. So the first thing we need is God's grace in our family, hand it over. And then we got to explicitly say, okay, God, I believe that you can do anything. And so I give to you these people in my family.
Just as Abraham offered up Isaac, so we must offer up every one of our children, every one of our spouse. We need to offer them up to God. And the most important thing we need to grow in is to grow in love, of course. Huh? And when we do that, we read priests and that, I have to read the officer readings every day. Religious do the same thing. But on the feast of Saint Stephen the other day, on the day after Christmas, we always celebrate the feast of Saint Stephen. Now, I've been reading this. It's from a sermon of Saint Fulgentius of Ruspe. I've read it for 30 years. I never got it. It's just one of those things. I'm stupid sometimes. It takes a while. And sometimes a lot of us read things and we go to the Word of God and it just doesn't make sense because we're not opening ourselves completely to it. But this is interesting because he's talking about when Jesus was born and Stephen was killed, the first martyr. He says here, "Our King, despite his exalted majesty, came in humility for our sake, yet he did not come empty-handed." Now, what did God bring in Jesus? That's what he says. "He brought his soldiers," that's us, that was Stephen, "a great gift that not only enriched them, but also made them unconquerable in battle." What is this gift that's going to make us unconquerable in battle? "For it was the gift of love, which was to bring men to share in his divinity." Now, at the 11 o'clock Mass on Christmas, I talked about how we are called to share in the divinity of Christ who humbled himself to share in our humanity. And again, I've said that all my life and as a priest, 25 years, but I never got it. How do we share in the divinity of Christ? By being loving. That's the thing in the family. That's the one thing which is unconquerable. When I love and I bring love in family. You know, often people will say, "Well, my family wasn't very loving." Remember that old thing, where there is no love, put love, and there you will find love. Where there is no love, put love, and there you will find love. So we can talk about how our families aren't very loving, da da da. Well, you, by the grace of God and by your faith, be love in that family that might not know love. And what does that look like? That means you put them in front of you. You put their needs in front of you. Huh? Remember the old thing I used to have you all put on all your bathroom mirrors? Those three words, which are? I am third. Now, I know you all have them on your mirrors, correct? If not, you're going to run home today and put those three words, I am third, on your mirrors. Because that's what love looks like. You can say, "Oh, I love them. I just don't like them right now." You can say, I love them, but you still be selfish. When you say, "I love you," that means you're last and you put them in front of you. God first, others second, yourself last. That's what love looks like. That is what is unconquerable. When Stephen was being killed, he forgave. He was unconquerable as one of our first martyrs. He was unconquerable in love. So what God calls us to do this day we celebrate the family, we need to be people who let God's grace into our family. We need to have that faith and make sure that we give everything of every one of our people that we're responsible for to God. And then we need to love them by putting them first, period. Putting them first, period. And then we become like the Holy Family. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? We'll see. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.